It's mid-morning in Ekuk, as people get ready to pull nets from the beach and pick fish. Kay Andrews, an Alaknagik resident, is cutting a Chinook salmon for dinner later.
I think what makes us unique is we have Ekuk Fisheries, and they support their fishermen by providing ice, and we deliver by vehicles, trucks.
Ekuk is different from many other beaches in Bristol Bay. Fishers are able to set nets by truck, and the local processor collects catches from truck beds rather than a tender collecting fish from skiffs. The beach acts as natural infrastructure for the fishery, but the rapidly eroding coastline takes away a top layer of gravel. That causes weight issues for the trucks delivering large catches to the processor about a mile away. The village is southeast of Dillingham, and two winter watchmen live there year-round. Andrews and her family have a long history of set netting in the village. Her grandfather ran Columbia Ward Fisheries for over 20 years, and her grandmother has sites along the bluff where her cousin fishes. She says set netting by truck gives Ekuk fishers a slight advantage over those that transport their catch by boat.
I think we can get our fish processed quicker versus getting it into a holding cell in the processor and then getting it barged to the cannery site. So we pick the fish out of the net, place it in the slush water or iced water, and then we deliver it to the cannery.
That advantage has waned in recent years with the introduction of ice and refrigerated seawater systems to chill fish on boats.
You know, I think days are different now compared to what my grandfather used to do. They used to pick fish one by one with a pick on the beach with no ice.
With no ice. Yeah.
But that was all canned back then.
Further down the beach, another set netter, Julie Weiss, is picking fish with her son Ryan. Weiss grew up fishing in Ekuk, and each season they return to work on the family site. She says some of that change is due to a demand for higher quality salmon.
Now there's a lot of fillets, people want pretty stuff, and everyone's aware of it. People pick their nets and clean them much more. The ropes, the nets, the lead lines, all much better. So in that way it's changed a lot, but same concept.
Beyond new tech and products, the rapidly eroding coastline looms over the fishers. The village is losing about 5 feet of coastline per year, a rate that's doubled over the last century. Set netter Jamie O'Connor grew up in Ekuk. As a kid, O'Connor would play and climb the bluffs.
It's been really interesting to look at it through that lens and see how the shore ice conditions in the winter are impacting how quickly the bluff is eroding. It's made of silt and composite rock that's pretty vulnerable to the ocean.
Weather events like severe windstorms rip away large chunks of the coastline. Each season, Fish and Game sets regulations for how big or wide a site can be. O'Connor says they have to make constant adjustments to their sites.
You know, we're all happy to do that, but it makes you a little more aware of how the coast is changing. But at the same time, it has been changing my whole life and my great-grandparents. I mean, my great-great-grandmother had a wall tent out on First Creek, and she would stay there and watch her net. And that's the site that people in our family still fish, but it looks very, very different.
Researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks traveled to the region this summer to install new erosion monitoring equipment. Ekuk's Village Council also recently applied for a climate change and resiliency grant. Kay Andrews hopes to see a long-term solution for the village.
I could tell this year the tides, they're a lot higher. I've never really witnessed 24-foot tides as much as we have this season, this year. I think it's the grandmother's prayers that are still being answered that our cabin is still up because we're right on the beach here. I think in all we need to have a seawall. Starts at the cannery.
Despite the threat of rapid erosion, optimism thrives in Ekuk. People are happy to return to their sites with family and friends like the Andrews, Weiss, and O'Connor families. And a surge of salmon is providing hope for a bountiful season. That morning was the start of a record-setting push of sockeye up the Nooshigak. While some people said it was a slow morning for most camps, the trucks never stopped hauling fish. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.